Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Foundation Friday, April 19th, 2024. Steve Cypress here with another in our multi-part series on the fantastic foundational book, 2,239 Tested Secrets for Direct Marketing Success, compiled by the great Denny Hatch. And we are continuing as we were last week in the chapter on Direct Response TV. Now, maybe you're clicking away going like, well, I don't use direct response TV, better known as infomercials, so this has nothing to do with me. Au contraire, mon frère, as usual, I'm using that general way of doing advertising and marketing to teach general advertising, marketing, and sales lessons. My head seems to be disappearing. There we go, with the strange lighting effect I got here anyway. So here is 3 pages of tips from someone named Susan Goodrich, who I have never heard of. And I even attempted to look up and found nothing about her, and that was about it if I didn't find something right away. But apparently Denny Hatch thought a lot of Susan Goodrich, or does still think, or whoever she is or was, because he gave her 3 straight pages in this book. And one of the tips is where she asked the question of somebody who is doing an infomercial. Now, again, this applies to you and every other business owner who does any kind of advertising, marketing, or sales. Now, amazingly and sadly, that's not every business owner. So many business owners tell me, my business is all referral, or I do networking. So then this doesn't apply to people that think networking or referral only is some kind of good way to, to grow a business. Of course, it's not. That's a small way to stay small and not grow a huge, large, scalable business. The only way to do that is through paid advertising and mastering that so you can scale, turn on the spigot as much as you want. Once you get that down, that's what I help people do. Question here from Susan Goodrich: are you prepared to set up a back end? Back end. That means what happens after the initial purchase. I call that the iceberg theory, because well over 90% of business owners focus on the tip of the iceberg, the initial sale, which you probably heard. We've all heard that an iceberg is only 10% visible above the water. And yet they sometimes look kind of huge. And yet 90% of that iceberg is below the water. Well, I consider that 10% above the water, the initial sale. And then 90% of all the revenue and profits you can receive from any customer, client, patient, member, whatever they are to you, is in repeat sales, referrals, and everything that happens after that initial sale. And yet, most business owners fail this mightily, and it's another reason why 90% of businesses fail, is because they focus so much. Steve, I got to make money on that initial sale. I just got to make money on that first sale. And they won't go to break even, or even more aggressive, to lose a little bit of money on that first sale in order to acquire a customer, because the customer acquisition allows you to get to that 90% of revenue and profit that is beneath the surface that most business owners don't see, don't think about, don't focus on, don't do anything about, and therefore they lose big time. So as Susan Goodrich puts it, given the small profit made on TV sales or on most sales or marketing initial sales, because you have what's known as that cost of acquisition. You run the ads, or you, if you're really insisting on doing it through networking, you're taking all that time and energy to go to a chamber meeting and then a networking meeting and another networking meeting and another networking meeting, always looking to get one more client or make one more connection or talk to somebody one more time. Maybe the next time or the next 3 times we'll finally do business. You know, it's a slow, long haul of grunt work, a lot of time and effort. Whatever it is, there's very small profit in that initial sale, whether you're putting in a lot of time, a lot of money, or both. Therefore, You've got to look to the back end for the real profit. In fact, some infomercial advertisers try for only a break even on the front end to obtain the names needed for back end database marketing. And I'll go further. Some of them will, as I said, lose some money on the front end. That's ultra aggressive. It's a huge barrier to entry for any competitors. When you do this right, if you're even willing to lose a little bit of money on that initial purchase to get to that 90% of the iceberg that's under the water, your competitors are going to, happens all the time to my clients and in my businesses, we use this strategy, and competitors almost always say, they're crazy. I know they can't make any money at that price. They'll go out of business, or how can they charge that little? Or if they're really dumb, they will try and compete with you on that initial price. And without a back end in place for them, that's just the ticket to them going out of business even quicker than they were going to anyway, because they just don't get it. So once you obtain the names, and this is way back in the day, DirecTV, they're talking about mail order, way before the internet. Once you obtain those names, you can do back-end database marketing consisting of continuity programs. That's subscription, consistent income coming in week after week, month after month, year after year, whatever the continuity is based on. Add-ons, upsells, and affinity products. That means related products, services you could sell to them. Many companies sell the TV names to list companies, another thing you can do. So there's all kinds of things you can do when you acquire a customer. Okay, smart marketers make sales to acquire customers. We don't get customers to make sales. We're not out here trying to make sales. We're doing things to acquire customers. If we can acquire a customer at a break even or at a slight loss and get to what's beneath the surface, the 90% of that iceberg that's unseen, where all the future money is, then we can build that relationship and develop trust by delivering that first sale with a smile, on time, early, go above and beyond, you know, build that trust factor, do all kinds of things to offer a wow experience to them. And that will lead through our follow-up marketing and relationship building and communicating with them to repeat sales, to upsells, to add-on sales, to referrals, on and on and on, comprising 90% or more of the revenue that you get from a customer. I tell the example all the time. I had a client, a pizza place, and on a busy Friday night, he complained whenever they were busy that the phone would ring and his workers wouldn't want to answer the phone. Man, I got these 10 pizzas to make and that order's behind or whatever. And they'd answer the phone in a huff after five rings, like it was an imposition. And like, yes, hello, what? And I schooled them on one simple mindset change, which was the iceberg theory. The fact that the average family lives in an area, say 5 years, it's really closer to seven, but let's just use five. And if they order pizza once a week, on a Friday night, and they get just a couple of pizzas and crazy bread and Cokes or whatever, let's just say it's $20. Of course, now with inflation out of control, with no end in sight, it's way higher than that. But let's just say they spend $20 a week. So maybe it's every other week and it's $40. Whatever it is, times 50, it's 50 times 40, $2,000 a year. Whether it's $20 a week, 40 every 2 weeks, whatever numbers you want to choose. I'm just rounding everything off to say they spend $1,000 a year in your pizza place. They stay for 5 years at a minimum, average is closer to seven, but let's just say five, that's $5,000. So the initial purchase, $20 or $40. Yeah, I can see you're in a huff and you're bothered and you're interrupted and you don't want to answer that phone. But how about the $5,000? That's $20, the tip of the iceberg, $4,980 or $60 in the beneath the surface part of the iceberg, the future sales in that pizza, not to mention the referrals. And the so when people come over for a party and you order six pizzas, eight pizzas, they say, wow, this pizza's great. Where'd you get it? Boom. And you can get two, three, four more families on. So all the money for a pizza place, for a doctor, for an attorney, for a roofer, for a landscaper, for a plumber, for whatever kind of business or service you are providing to people, this iceberg theory holds true. And so the game is acquiring customers or patients or clients or members, whatever it is to you, And if you could be real aggressive, you're going to beat all your competitors by not insisting, oh, Steve, but I have to make money on that front end, on that initial sale, on that tip of the iceberg. You don't understand. I have my costs. I do understand completely. This is basic business math. This is winning business math. This is business math your competitors almost undoubtedly will never do. As they go out of business, hopefully you do this and implement it wisely, and therefore you stay in business and run laps around them and have the business of your dreams. If you want help doing all this, that's what I do. I'll point you in the right direction. I'll get you some free training. Might even recommend you to somebody to help you. Maybe I can help you. Whatever it is, I'll at least give you a little help on an initial call, or you can go to get some free video training at my website, thewowstrategy.com. Contact me any way you want for help. Put a comment wherever you're reading this, listening to it, watching it. Send me an email, steve@stevecypress.com. Opt in there at my website, thewowstrategy.com. Anything you want to do, join any of the groups I run. Contact me any way you want, and I will help you out. Speaking of which, I will also help you out every single day with a new message for you, including being back tomorrow. For Social Media Saturday, that'll do it as I pick up this very heavy book for another edition of Foundation Friday based on 2,239 tested secrets for direct marketing success compiled by the great Denny Hatch. If you haven't gotten your copy, it's a big one, lots of stuff in here. We'll be going through these every Foundation Friday for the near future. And I'll be back with you again tomorrow on Social Media Saturday with a tip on how to make money using social media. I will catch you then. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.